Jeremy, Katie, and Josh.
Mix 100.
Jeremy, Katie, and Bubba here at Mix 100.
You're just going to do it, huh?
Oh, I'm just joking. Just go for it. Off the air, we joked that we were going to start calling Josh Bubba, and he doesn't. Yeah.
I'm
he doesn't
fine.
Like that at all.
No, it's fine.
Oh, we were just talking how every family has a
Everybody.
Bubba, right?
And I didn't
my
know
brother,
this. Like, that's news to me.
Yeah, my brother's Bubba. Your son goes by Bubba
yeah.
every once in a while, Jeremy.
Josh has no Bubbas, so now he's going to
be
Bubba.
In our family here, the JKJ fam.
Yeah. I'll be Bubba.
All right, Bubba.
Yeah,
that's fine. I don't know if I like it, but it's fine.
You can pick my nickname, okay?
I thought you've been Katie Cat this whole time.
You are Katie Cat.
Yeah. I think you picked that, Josh.
I think it was either Jer or I. Whoever called it first doesn't matter. That's a great nickname.
It is
really cute.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. All right, let's dive into PMI. We're going to send you on your way this morning with a positive, a minus, and something a little bit interesting. Who had the P today?
I have the P.
Yay, Katie Cat.
Well, because for the price of a dinner in Paris, somebody's going to walk away with a Picasso valued at more than $1 million.
What are you talking about?
Yes, the Picasso. It's actually, the contest is called One Picasso for 100 Euros. It's a raffle, and it offers entrants the chance to take home the artist's 1941 painting called Titi de Femme, I think.
Sure. Titi de Femme?
I
love Titi de Femme.
Okay, good. Because the price of a ticket, as the same as the name of the contest suggests, 100 euros are about 116 bucks. So they have a total of 120,000 tickets sold. That's how they can justify getting just $116 for a Picasso. But, I mean, realistically, one person only has to shell out $116 and someone's going to walk away with this $1 million Picasso.
That's a pretty good amount for a little TT.
Isn't it neat? Yeah. Titi de Femme. So all of the proceeds are also going to be donated to the Alzheimer's Research Foundation. So that supports clinical research, across Europe. So it's a really big deal, and it's making the waves across the news, obviously, because who wouldn't want a Picasso for 116 bucks, right?
A lot of his paintings have sold for over $100 million. I think he had one like right around like, was like, 190, 180, something like that.
Yeah.
Like his paintings bring bank.
I mean, it's Picasso.
Was it like on a napkin or something?
It's a real painting.
It's just a really bad
one. It's going to look beautiful on your wall. But remember, Picasso's whole style is like an eye on
abstract.
Your cheek.
It's all
it's
really
abstract.
Weird.
An eye on your forehead. Your nose is on the side.
Yeah, it looks like my mother-in-law.
Mouth is looking funny. If you want a picture of Jeremy's mother-in-law for just $116.
We call her TT as well.
TT,
get back inside. We don't want anyone to see you.
Well, hopefully you got your ticket, Jeremy, because the drawing is today.
I better get on it.
Good luck to everybody who bought a ticket for Titi de Femme.
Good luck, everybody.
Good luck.
Bubba, what you got for the minus?
Oh, Bubba's got a minus story about an Indianapolis man who was shot over the weekend, and that's a minus in and of itself, but why he was shot is kind of the funny story here. He got into an argument with his buddy about Pokemon cards.
Oh, no.
And it escalated and kept escalating until a gun was drawn and he was shot over what his friend said was he was taking the Pokemon cards away from him or stealing them.
Not the Jigglypuff.
It's my Pikachu.
Which is also a Picasso painting.
Look, he is in stable condition, so we can joke about it. But imagine getting shot over your Pokemon cards.
I don't want to imagine that.
Pokemon Go, no.
No. So poor guy, he is expected to make a full recovery.
Okay, good.
This is why I stopped collecting Pokemon.
Smart.
This is why. Okay.
That and he wanted
And
a
wife. I was getting way too many chicks.
Oh.
Sure, yeah. Yeah.
Sure.
Are those
looks like
Pokemon
a
cards? That you, are they in binders? In sleeves? In mint condition? Jared, take me now.
Oh, I'm sure. It's sexy talk.
Years
Stop
of a kid.
It.
The years that I had to Stop put up with it, it for years, all through college. They're like, Jared, can we come to your dorm room? Okay, so let's wrap things up with the interesting. There's a new study out. Finding that on average, Americans spend about 5 hours and 16 minutes a day on their phones. True story. But get this, if you put your phone down for, what was it? I should have probably read this before we went on the air.
Always pre-read, Jared.
You said 2 weeks,
no,
right?
Always pre-read.
I found it.
Okay.
2 weeks of digital detox. Get this, it'll reverse 10 years of aging in your brain of digital decline. So essentially put your phone down for 2 weeks. your attention span will improve. Your memory will improve. Reading stories on the radio will improve.
Oh, yeah.
Lord knows I need it. I will tell you that my phone hopped into update mode on the way in today. And so I couldn't listen to podcasts or the news or anything for my entire drive into the radio station. And I just left everything off for the whole drive in. It was very uncomfortable for about 5-10 minutes.
Yeah.
But the rest of the way, it was like, this is like olden times. And it felt really good not to have a screen on, no music, nothing. Have you ever done that?
Yeah.
Just shut it off when you're in the car?
Kind of the same thing where like your phone, it's inaccessible. And so you're forced to, but I'm with you. In the moment, it's kind of uncomfortable. But once it settles in, you're like, oh, I'm not as anxious. Like,
yes.
You reach, I don't know if you did this, but I reach for my phone kind of a little bit.
Well, not when I'm driving. But no, I would never.
Of course not. But I mean, when you do try and put it down and it's updated or whatever, you reach for it, but then you're like, oh, I can't grab it. And then again, you have to sit with yourself for a second. But you're right. It is a good feeling once you, you know, get through it.
The thing is just trying to get through the 2 weeks. I don't know how you can do that if you have a job and a family and kids and needing to message people, like that's going to be impossible at
this
point.
They have whole retreats that you can dedicate to this process where you can go and, you know, kill your phone addiction and then come back and, you know, enter your real life and then try and, you know, apply all the things there. So that might be the way you have to do it nowadays.
I will say I have limited my social time so much over the past few weeks, so much, and it feels good.
Yeah.
The biggest part that I've noticed is the comparison. Like, you're not comparing yourself so much to other people.
Yeah.
Because you know they have the best stuff on BragBook, you know?
Absolutely.
And I feel like I was getting sucked into that comparison thing.
Well, because you're probably comparing their best moments with your worst also.
Right.
It's not like you're taking your top-tier events and putting up against side, you know,
no,
against theirs.
No, I was like,
so,
oh, they're in Cabo
absolutely,
again.
Yeah.
Oh, that's great.
Here I am.
Here
well,
I am having
you know.
To work with Bubba and Katie.
Shut up, Jeremy.
Which the rocks.
Ugh.
Such a butt face.
There you go, guys. There's your positive, your minus, and something interesting this morning with Jeremy, Katie, and Josh at Mix.